The problem is very successful people study less because they get in that place of, well, I know what works. A lot of successful people don't stay high performing because they stop learning. You shouldn't be asking, am I learning enough? You should be asking, am I learning at the level that is required for the future I'm trying to build?
Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Day's Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and to win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
We have two impulses that are so important in business that I want you to hear. The first one is why everyone is probably in this room. We have this beautiful impulse where when we get into something, we're so excited to learn about it. That learning impulse is like, oh, I'm curious. I wonder what this is about. This is cool. What's this body thing? What's this workout? What is this funny ingredient? Let me check it out. And you start like digging down, like you're Googling quercetin and cordyceps, and you're just like, you're in it. You're like, what does this do for the hormones and this thing and that? Will this help? Will this make me lose weight? This is amazing. And you're just studying. Remember the studying? Yeah. The problem is very successful people study less because they get in that place of, well, I know what works. A lot of successful people don't stay high performing because they stop learning. You shouldn't be asking, am I learning enough? You should be asking, am I learning at the level that is required for the future I'm trying to build? Am I learning at the level that is required for the future I want to build? I've never said, am I learning enough based on my passions or my interests? I'm like, my passions and interests, half of them are really stupid. They're completely not interesting, and there's no reason for me to pursue them. They're not part of the future I'm trying to build, right? I'm a browser. Anyone browser? Right? Any browsers in the room? If you open up like a bunch of websites with like architecture and design, and I'll spend hours there just looking and swiping and scrolling for no reason. I'm learning about that, but that's not relevant to the future I'm trying to build. It's a cool interest, but I got to make sure I'm just not following interests. I'm learning things that will build my future. Learning sales, learning leadership, learning communication, learning how to do online marketing, learning what to do in social selling. Like that learning builds the future of my family. Let me aim that. And please notice that if you've had a difficult few years, that what happens to us psychologically is we get discouraged. When we get discouraged, we think, what's the point? And we stop learning. And once we think, what's the point? And we stop learning, we get less engaged. We get in that part of our lives where we just kind of quietly quit. Quiet quitting is, most people think it's about hard work. They don't want to work any harder. They don't want to be involved anymore. Quiet quitting is a function and a failure of learning. When you are active and you're learning and you're excited to see how this works and to make it successful, you don't quietly quit. You're engaged. You're excited about it. When people are quietly quitting, they stop learning. Find where they stop learning. Engage that learning again. They get curious again. When they get curious again, they get active again. Some of your teams and customers, they're not curious about the product. They're not curious about the teachers. They're not curious about the products that you sell. They're not curious about you anymore. And so they're like, I don't know. Nobody quit on you. I know we want to tell ourselves that in our personal lives sometimes. And I know saying that to an audience sometimes sounds very flippant. Well, let me tell you about my husband. He quit. That's not what I mean. Okay? I know that challenge. I know that pain. I know that struggle. I spend 20 years talking with people about their lives every day. I've had to see everything. I've been part of families' losses and their rises. And I can tell you, when you're detached from learning and you're not curious anymore, that's the decline. You got to get your people interested in learning again, fascinated and obsessed about learning again. And you do too. Your bank account is directly correlated to whether or not you are learning the things to build your future. Because that's what's building your competency. Your competency builds your cash. If you don't have competency and you're discouraged, you won't build the community either. Well, if you have competency, a great opportunity, and you have community, you'll build. But if you quit, if you hold back, if you step back, decay, right? I know that's a little heavy for a morning, but y'all still with me? Say, I'm here.
I'm here.
Yeah, you gotta go, wait a minute. This is different. Have I been learning, or am I angry about something that changed and I'm stopped learning? Don't let anyone ever anger you to stop your learning. Right? You ever have that terrible relationship and you're so mad at them and so mad at the world, you stopped reading books, so you felt even worse? You know, you were going bankrupt or there was no money and you were upset, so you're discouraged, you stopped learning and you had no way out, you had no perspective. Don't get there. Actively learn. Ask, what do I have to learn for the next level? What do I have to learn for the next level? Stay in that group. The second impulse we all have to know is joyful service to others. that joyful service to others, it's probably what got you in the business, right? Like, you loved helping people. You loved seeing her transform. You loved working out with her. You loved talking about things, bringing her into the house, showing the meal planning, having the conversation, going in her house, looking in the fridge, all of that, right? You were out there in the field talking with real humans, right? Real people. Remember that? Before DMs? See, we have an impulse to serve people, to be with people. When we get in presentation mode, if we're just up there on that stage, clapping all the time, and you're not with the people, then you lose your connection too. And sometimes you all are successful, or your teams are successful, but they've lost the connection with the people. They've got ManyChat wired 7 ways from Sundays, but they haven't talked to a human since 1989. You gotta realize, the thing that will make you love this job is humans. Get around humans. Be around them more. Help them. You don't need 75,000 followers. You need 10 women in your community believing in you. You need 10 people in your community who get it, who you see, who you help, who you support, who you build up. And as they build up, you build up. Can I get an amen on a weekday, ladies and gentlemen? It's like, listen, the joyful service of other people. It's a joy to be in this room. Some of you are like, I gotta go to leadership. Let me go hear about this comp plan. Listen, no offense to the comp plans and the importance of that in our lives, but who thinks you're sitting next to somebody pretty badass awesome, ladies and gentlemen? Then look to her left or right, give her a big hug and thank her for being here. Come on. Listen, everyone's so scared about AI. Everyone's so scared about competition. You know who I'd bet on in the future? That. That's what I would bet on, ladies and gentlemen. Brendan, why are you putting so much effort behind body? I'm like, this. You keep discounting things based on what you read in the press or what they say on the internet. You discount things when you're discouraged. You discount things when you're upset or you're frustrated or things changed. Do not discount this room of women ever, ladies and gentlemen. Ever. Ever. I know this group. Some of this group's been in my programs and my events or my masterminds for a decade. There is an unwavering strength in this room that you have to tap back into for your spirit to come alive so you can double down and you can change the stories. That's why the last unlock today I want to talk about is what we call the paradigm. I was with the partner advisory board and I drew something up. They said it might be helpful here too. I hope it is. Because there's this story that's been going around that looks like this. Will we exist? Some of you came to leadership to find that out.
That's called uncomfortable laughter, speakers.
And at some point, you stay there or you change the paradigm and you say, why we exist. If you've been out in the market, out in your neighborhoods, talking with your teams, and it's been, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, for 2 years, decay, decay, decay. You've got to reimagine and come back forward with, why do you love this? Because you love humans. You love helping them achieve goals. You love seeing them change. You love the friggin' product, cafe, this morning. It's like, you gotta have that love and belief. And you gotta remember, why? Why? Why did you get into it? Why do you love it? Not will we, why we? It's a different lean, it's a different story. And the story we'll get to talk about this afternoon on Growth Day is, well, it's a new paradigm, it's a different story. It's not just why we exist on fitness and nutrition, leaning into the opportunity, leaning into personal growth, leaning into actually human behavior change to change lives. I'm gonna change the lives of the people who live in my neighborhood. is very different than just, I hope this still is around. You want to try my shake? Who knows what I'm talking about? Who has some team members who don't get this yet? You got to go put the why back in their hearts, hard, assertively, unapologetically after this event. If you don't want to do that, then it's not the company for you. And it's not saying it flippantly. It's saying it's just required because you get a bunch of leaders who go, will we? Delay. We need that assertive, remember, the right time zone, building the future. Part of the new paradigm is learning to talk about who we serve. Part of the paradigm is talking about how we think differently. This is big. This is really big. Part of the paradigm then is what we solve and sell. But can I tell you where most people make the mistake? When you're trying to build your business or your brand, or we're trying to get back into it, a lot of people are, will we exist? But then they're trying to function on starting down here. You understand what I'm saying? No, what makes a movement, what makes a change, what makes a difference is this is why we do what we do. This is who we serve. And this is how we think differently. See, so many of you, we're in that place where with your teams, you're in that comparison mode. Well, what's this company doing with their shake or with their packaging or with their new magic ingredient, right? And your teams are telling you that. I know some of you are frustrated with this. Are you frustrated with that? You're like, come on, team. We have all these programs. We have all these products. The products and the programs aren't the challenge. It's our messaging and our energy and our confidence. That's the stuff that you already know how to build. You got to build that again together. You've got to learn to talk about why body is different. Why, not the products, why you think different. Do you remember the Apple ad? Back in the day, the Apple Macintosh ad, think different. You got to communicate that. How does body think differently than most of the marketplace? Well, I think the health esteem is a good start. I think talking about personal growth is a good start. I think talking about things confidently about the future and building the future together is a good start. But you need to have the own messaging in your brand. It's your business. You're the CEO. You own your dream. How do you think differently than all the other companies or other people who you think you're competing with? When you start sharing that, people go, oh, yeah, that's thinking differently. I like that. And you're solving this problem for me? Great. And you got this product? That's how you get the conversions. You're changing the thinking and the belief, leading to the solve, leading to the sale. Is that too dorky? Or you got that? The start of this new paradigm begins with understanding. Now you've got this whole base of that triangle we talked about with personal growth. I'll put that triangle back up again. You've got this whole new story to tell, right? You've got this whole new story to tell. You've got personal growth now to talk about. You've got fitness now to talk about. And I can tell this is a fit audience. I saw what you're doing out there this morning. I can tell that many of you, you travel like a pharmacy. You got bags of Shakeology in bags of Shakeology. Y'all got a lot of stuff. You've got it already. Now you got to get the spirit again. You got to say, I'm here. Say, I'm here. You got to double down. Turn to the person left, right, shake them, say, double down.
Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so and you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post, we can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.